BBC Radio Nottingham's David Jackson is at the City Ground.
Yes, thank you, Richard. You join us here at the Robin Hood Suite at the City Ground. Steve Cottrell just entered through. The first question is up there with the chairman, Frank Clark, alongside him. Here is the new Reds boss, Cottrell, now answering the media's questions.
Sure, I did, yeah. Yeah, very surprised. I didn't see that one coming at all. And, you know, I certainly didn't think I would have been sat here when Steve was unveiled in the summer.
Frank, what is Steve going to do that Steve couldn't do?
Well, I've no idea. I mean, I've no idea what Steve couldn't do because I wasn't here, you know. I don't want to talk about that. Much rather talk about what we think Steve can do for the football club. He's got a terrific CV, great experience at this level, knowledge of the Championship. He's used to working on a tight budget, and he ticks all the boxes in the manager that we're looking for. He's very ambitious, good personality, just what we need.
For years at the LMA, you've been saying the club should go for young, up-and-coming British managers. You put your money where your mouth is, really, haven't you?
No, not my money. No, I just doubt his money. Well, yeah, I mean, that's right. We didn't, you know, he was a perfect fit for the job, really.
And of course, you know the City.
Yes.
You're probably the best manager the county've ever had. I think, like, going on your
I
stats.
I don't know about that. I mean, you know, stats can be deceiving, can't they? You know, it depends on what situation the club's in when you take over. So stats can be very deceiving. I mean, I had quite a boisterous dressing room that I walked into with the likes of Adi Akinbay, Lee Hughes, Luke Rogers, Neil Bishop, John Thompson. They were all good players at that level that perhaps had been maybe a touch underachieving before I'd got there. But they were fantastic in my time there. So, you know, I think it depends on what happens, you know, within the dressing room and what you've got to work with. I mean, if your star striker's injured and he's 20 goal a season man, you won't be as good a manager without him. So you're only as good as your players, and we've got to try and improve our position. I've spoken to the players this morning. They were a bit subdued, first of all, whether that was because of meeting me or getting beat at the weekend, or perhaps both. But by the time we left, they were a bit more lively, and hopefully that will continue tomorrow.
Well, from what you can hear, Steve, I mean, it doesn't sound good with the dressing room you're walking into. You know, it sounds like there's a few splits here and there, and a striker that's told a lot of fans that go and do one on Twitter and
yeah, I mean, I've mentioned that this morning. I had a rule at Portsmouth that any Twitter, Facebook was never allowed to talk about the football club, their teammates, supporters at the club. Otherwise, they got fined £1,000 a word. None of them ended up putting over £1,000. So, if somebody wants to write a nice paragraph, 20 words in it will cost them about 20 grand, so I don't anticipate that happening again.
Yeah, we're going to encourage them to do it, actually. It might help us buy a player, you know.
Yeah, so I think, you know, that was something I would have done anyway before I heard about what had gone on at the weekend.
As Frank's mentioned, nice personality. I know you can have a laugh with you, but you are a disciplinarian, aren't you? And they should know that.
Only if I have to be. What will happen is news will travel fast. You know, a few of the Forest boys have already made a few phone calls to a few of my ex-players. What they don't know is the ex-players have already rung me and told me who they are. So they've lost out on that one. Any group of players I work with, I always have a fantastic relationship. And I don't anticipate this one being any different. We've just got to get them up and playing back to their potential. For me, the crowd will be vital for that. I can't do that by myself. There is no point in thinking I'm a big saviour here. Our saviour will be the 20,000 people that watch us every week. And if they really back the lads, forgive them for any misgivings that have gone on, including the one over the weekend, and if they give their all, then I'm sure then we will soon start climbing that league.
It's a big, tough game against Borough. I mean, what change are you going to make? Or can you make too many too soon?
I'm not telling you. You would know that also. We've looked at the team this morning, and we'll see how we go from there tomorrow night.
What are you going to do here? What, you know, just initially, from the outset, looking at it, what needs to change, or does too much need to?
I don't know what it was like before, so it's very difficult for me to judge that. What I do like is a harmonious dressing room. I don't like potentially selfish people, let alone selfish players. I'm not selfish myself. I give a lot, and I expect other players to give to other players. So I don't want any of this. It was his fault.